Today, I want to talk about the world in the world. This is a continuation of the seminar that we've had now for weeks. I thought that the last seminar we had on the teaching was to be directed. But I decided that I would have this good reading. This is a topic that I wanted to cover in the seminar, but I didn't feel like it was so good to speak. And I think it could be a great value. So, this last week, I was talking upon an event that occurred in Spain. I thought it was really noteworthy. All the news sources registered the Christian politician by the name of Haji Safari was formally charged with hate crimes against some people because he had said something on several occasions stating the BBC News on marriage and sexuality, and the result of this report is that he charged against him. And I think it's important to say that God loves every single person, and we also love every single person too. So one thing is to care about what the biblical reality is actually teaching. And it is trying to see the government that seems hard against somebody who's caring about the Bible teaching. Now, for me, this is part of a long war against God's people. And this war is a teaching problem that we approach the right to do. There is a much more respect to support people, not to practice God's word, and to speak about God's word. I think it needs to be a total revelation to reveal this comfort before the core of the system. And I want to look at the relationship of this. It just seems that revelation gives us such a responsibility to sharing the knowledge of this world with others. We're going to be looking at revelation from the 10th to 11th. These are not passages that we've covered in some of the verses we've shared in the news. I wanted to give you some time to kind of set the stage for what the Bible says about the war against God's word. I want to give you some time. I saw through another mighty angel coming down from heaven, filled with a cloud, and a window was on his head. His face was like a sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. So here is this mighty angel that comes down from heaven. All of these phrases can help us to identify who this angel is. In fact, in chapters 1 and 14, we find Jesus referred to as the one who is coming to God's heaven. And then we have a rainbow around on the head. Well, in chapters 4 and 5, we have God and his Son with the rainbow loving. And we have in chapter 1, Jesus is the Christ coming to the Son. So this angel seems to be another dimension. It comes as the mediator between God and man, the messenger that bears the news that God wants to have. And what it seems not, it has written a book, what it means, as the Bible says, the figure of book open in his hand, and it says, God's foot on the sea, and God's foot on the land. Now, this is a very important book, and there are details here that indicate this book, whether it is a Bible. This is a book of dreams. How do we know this? Well, the book of Daniel ends with conversations closing the dreams. And here we have that same book about being open. As I said about the seminar, Revelation constantly refers back to the Old Testament, and there is one example of that. So God's new book is opened up, for God obviously wants the book of Daniel to be understood and comprehended properly. So he is looking to the So let's look then at the message that Jesus comes with. September 26. And the angel with his cross stand upon the sea and upon the earth, and lift up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that created them, and the things that they are not, and the earth, and the things that they are not, and the sea, and the things which are therein. And they shall be time no more. What does he say when he says, time shall be no more? Well, like I said, the book that he has is the book of Daniel, but not really something related to the book of Daniel. During the course of our seminar, we've been looking at the different timelines in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 8 is a larger timeline of 2,200 years. we can say that, we can have the money and the power of someone that will help us to understand the larger plan. So it's in the larger timeline that's coming to the end. And the angel is preparing that larger timeline is coming to the end. There's many more prophetic times beyond that. When you look at how the smaller timeline is really focusing on the life of Jesus and the ministry of your earth and the disciples of Jesus and how Christ is in it all the way up to us and the things that we're doing during that time and how that will prepare the way that we can get in and take place to the end of the larger timeline, Ephesians 4:4. So the angel reminds you that as you come, and you more. All things are very important because the list of the spirituals provides us on these time boxes and gives them and says more detail. So the judgment is being announced here. That's saying that we need to warn. All these time boxes have been fulfilled. They're now serving the Jewish people. Daniel chapter 7 describes the judgment in the day of Jesus' birth. The king of Saul goes home to his place and the ancient of David is seated. And then he describes how Jesus, the Son of Man, has come to the Father in the cloud of heaven. So all of this is the beginning of heaven compared to our history. That's the beginning of the mountain and the heart of the world. Christian is the ancient of heaven, so it's just that it's just that. Then the voice of the earth from heaven spoke from the beginning and said, go, take a little book, and open the name of the angel, and stand in the sea and the earth. I will give you the instruction of giving you the book. And if you take and eat it, and make your stomach bitter, and it will be sweet as meat in your mouth. So, Daniel is very bold to take the book of Daniel and eat it. But this symbolism of eating has to be a question that has to do with the symbolism and the comprehensive of the book of Daniel. And it says here that it will be sweet in your mouth, and it will be first to see. What is discovered in Daniel? They're going to be very sweet between your lung pipes and your ears. But then it comes to Daniel. Now, what is this all about? Well, people studied the prophets of Daniel in the 1800s. This was at the time when the judgment was taking place. It was so exciting. Because when they were there on the phone, they took special note of the fact that the Son of Man was going to come to the Father in the cloud of heaven. That was the whole reason. And they thought, well, when you read the New Testament about Jesus coming in the cloud of heaven, that was referring to the second coming. So in this book, Daniel chapter 7 was describing the second coming. And they were excited that Jesus was going to come down to the earth. But then, when it came out in Jesus 44, their experience became bitter. The second into his birth, the cloud of heaven, it was in heaven. And so, the faithful ones, the ones who were really reading around them, they continued studying the book of Daniel. And they came to realize God was showing that they were made in the truth. Jesus was not coming to the earth in the prophecy, but he was coming to the Father to start the temple. Now they experienced a great fulfillment. But right after the great fulfillment, God gave them a commandment that they would be teaching. And this is what Jesus says to them in verse 11. He said to them, you must prophesy of Daniel. Many people and nations come to kings. So after the disappointment, they realize that there's a message to bring to the whole world. And this is that Jesus has gone to them to make things into the whole world to be on the earth. And when he was done with that work, then Jesus would come to them. And so this began a foundation. They knew about the Christian's message to the world. Now we are stewards of the work of Christ and Revelation. We have been given a message to the whole world because this is a message that God wants everyone to have. But today we're going to be looking at what God wants us to bring forward to you in addition to the message of God's heaven. So we're going to continue reading the letter. So we're going to see that the letter really describes the war of the nature of the world. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod. And the angel said, saying, why measure the counsel of God? The altar and those who worship him. Anybody who's read through the book of Revelation knows that we get to chapter 21. God tells John to measure the new Jerusalem.
if you notice, there's a very clear thing about the society that God is going to call us into the world in this. And we measure, for example, the world, and find out that the world is a certain number of citizens. And we always think critically things about that project. So measuring what we have to do on it, and to do with knowing how to change people, learning to change people, so that's what we're called to do. Now, what is the comfort of people that work with us in Walter? Well, the teaching chapter 2 tells us in very simple words that the comfort is the first. And we've got to see, therefore, we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the city, the leaders of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ, himself being the chief cornerstone. And then the whole building can fit together, growing for our own comfort to the world. We also are being built together for the Lord's day to come and see. So for new verses, we learn that the temple of the earth is the church. So while the judgment is going on the news, John is told to remember the church. Keep his character, keep understanding what kind of church is going to look like. Now when you read them to the next chapter, you see that God reveals to John the character of the church. And they have a plan. God's church is the secret commandment of God. God's church is also the faith of Jesus, and is a testimony of Jesus, and is therefore the keeping of God. So God establishes this secret commandment of God, the secret. And wants us to know this church, so that we can know them. And if we don't, to lead us as church, to God's church, and do not mess it, so that we can give them to God. It was said that the main city for the first 42 months. Here, look at the canvas about spreading the main city to the first. Well, in our previous handout, we talked about these 42 months. These 42 months are the same as the 1,260 days, and the same as the 300 times. We also talked about how we need to convert the days into years, so that we get 1,260 years. The time period that we're talking about is basically the time period that began with Jesus' sin, when the table broke, which is the 20th of the year. This began the period of persecution, when the church used the state to persecute those that were to reverse it, about 1,260 years. That's what we're talking about here. And basically, calling the papacy is the same time as the time of the church. So he was claiming to be Christians, but they were misusing the church. Jesus 11, verse 3. And all the power from the two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive branches, and the two witnesses that are standing before the God of earth. So who are the two grandstands and the two olive branches? Well, in Zechariah chapter 4, he says, I will be true. Again, we can see that it's the first chapter of the Old Testament. If we need to go back to the Old Testament to understand what God is saying, maybe two, in Zechariah 4, verse 2. So I said, I'm looking, and there's a long time solid gold with a hole on top of it. And I'm seeing the sun light, the sun of Christ, the sun of light. And notice how there are sun lights, but they're divided into two different signs. We have the two aspects. One is the sun and one year. And the two olive trees are bodies. One is the right and gold, and the other is the red. So our angel spoke to the angel who talked to me, saying, what are these for? Then the angel who talked to me answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? He said, no, no. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to bear with you. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So here we have two different symbols. We have the olive tree, which provides the oil to the lamp. The lamp represents the word of God. The olive tree provides the oil. And according to Psalm 19, the word is light from heat, and the light from God. So what we're talking about is we're talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament, the two witnesses, the two Bibles. We are inspired by the Spirit of God, and they're empowered by the Spirit of God. And we go forth during the time period of persecution, when the papacy comes, and we give the witness of the testimony to the world. so clearly how the body is made, and this is what faith is going to be. That is the word of God, which has been made in the New Testament, they are preaching as a sackcloth. A sackcloth is used when a person is mourning for their sin or something else. So really how the word of God mourning is people are not following it. Mourning is really hard to do. That's why it's important. For the reason of the and anyone wants to harm you, fire the truth from your mouth and devour your enemies. And anyone wants to harm you, he must be killed in the same way. Jesus calls the heavens, there will rain fall from the gate of his body. And the power of the water will turn into blood and destroy the earth with all the presence of the offering of his body. So it's very interesting that the word of God is power. Look at the covenant of confidence of the video. The rest of those who follow God's word and God's purpose goes to be prepared for. But if you look carefully at the imagery of what these two witnesses do, people that listen, they refer back to Old Testament stories of what the prophets do. For example, fire coming from the mouth. When I look at the Old Testament, it reminds me a lot of the story of the prophet Elijah. The king sent a messenger to catch the rest of the story of the rest of the prophet. And what happened was the prophet set fire to heaven to find the hour to give him a patient for two. The new rain, well, again, the prophet Elijah, I believe, the nation of the world, while it came to the rain, it created 3.5 years. And then it became first. And then we have the prophet Moses turning the water to blood. So I think all these different phrases are approaching different prophets. The word, how to consequence. People try to take it seriously. So, Isaiah 5 is about to talk about how the word has a fine soul that goes into each person's house. It's a fine soul that moves very quickly from house to house. And the basic thing is that Christ is going to be followed. I think the imagery is all taken from Zechariah and other prophets that tell us that God's word during this period of time. Those place to place for people would have to defend what they're going to do. Then that is Revelation 11. So when the Old and New Testament finish the testimony, the Jesus will send out the bottom of the pit, will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. So here we have the language of war. And war is against the Old Testament and New Testament. Now, it's very interesting that this beast that comes out of the bottom of the pit is really different than the other beast that we have talked about in heaven. For example, the water beast comes out of the water. The land beast comes out of the land. Both of those beasts were not evil to start with, but they became evil. We see this for them as people who came in the church. They were not evil to start with, they became corrupt. They beat the king of the land, the king of the Americans. As far as well, the kind of wisdom God. Here we have power and liberty that comes forth from the bottom of the pit, which is where Satan's message is written in the 1,000 years. This suggests to me that this power is evil from the beginning. The second thing that I draw from this is that this is a power that's never existed before, it's entirely new. I know from our past studies that these are beasts that have political power. What kind of power is it? Well, verse 8 can help us understand what kind of power this is. And the dead body, meaning the Old Testament and the New Testament, which is the image here, will lie in the feet of a great city, the spiritually called Father and Jesus, but also our Lord and Savior. Now, this description of the city that we're going to be killed provides evidence of who this city is. So, this great city is described as going back to others to help understand the spiritual character of the city where the church comes from. The first characteristic is that the city is Sodom. And you know that Sodom is a city of defensiveness and a city of disregard for the truth. To understand the great city, we're also taking that to Egypt. The Egypt characteristic is that it is not Sodom. When Moses came to Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, who is this God you're talking about? So it's atheistic in place. They wanted to see God. The third characteristic is that they realize something, which is just going to keep them going to reject the people of the city again. We're going to find out what is the city in place. But it goes on to tell us that then goes to a people who tries to come to make them see their bodies, free healthcare, and not allowing their bodies to be taken care of. Notice how free healthcare is a clear reference to the human system of people, and we both have a quick question to do that kind of thing for the greatest good. Another one says that those who dwell in the world will be joyful with them, and make merry with them, peace to one another, because the true God is tormented those who dwell in the world. After seeing how great the gospel of the Lord from God unto them with greater peace and great fear upon those who fall. And it is heard a lot of words from God, and it is mustered and received them with power from the Holy Father. So we have this great more faith, which is symbolic of the mind of God. And we need to convert this great more faith to fear, which is something expected in this great fear. What we have here is we have the Word of God being killed, and being compared to the people who speak, the people who speak from the Jews to them, by rejecting God's Word. But then God's Word is resurrected, and it stands to them. So we know that imagery being used. The crucifix is resurrected in the teaching of the Word and the Word. How is all this fulfilled? And it's really important, because when you look at the historical events, that includes great significance for our day. This prophecy was fulfilled in Europe. It was specifically fulfilled in Paris, France. People call three great events occurred in Europe. First of all, God's word was preached during the French Reformation and resulted in Christianity. After that, there arose a political movement that tried to totally destroy God's word in Christianity. The French Revolution. But after the French Revolution, there will be a resurrection of God's Word, and in the sense of the international Bible and missionary and Holy Spirit. The fourth is the end of the prophecies of the Lord, while starting with the Christian leaders, and going now to the Christian. So the war unleashed against the Bible during the global events is still ongoing. This is the focal point of the war. France was the first nation to support the papacy, and it was the first nation to remove the support of the papacy. It was also the city where secularism arose and took place. A part of which we learned earlier, the God's word is going to be written from Santa Claus to the then in the 16th century Reformation, the reformers presented the Belgian Bible to the people, and the Reformation sought admission to all the people. Some nations welcomed the Bible to the government, some nations rejected the Bible. France was one of those nations. In France, the Bible and the reformers experienced the Christians from the beginning to the end. They thought it was just the dead and the public. And this is very important for us because we have kind of a fight effort to the Reformation. We need to consider the Reformation and we work very closely with the Reformation. He is undertaking a study of the saints and martyrs of the 15th century. He was very, very close to the Reformation. During the course of the study of saints, he began to study the Bible. And he was committed to what the Bible taught. And he came up and changed things. And he came against the truth, the truth of the Bible, and introduced the truth to the truth. He discovered right that he could do it, even before Martin Luther discovered it for God, in 1612. He wrote, "In God, the goodness and faith and righteousness which is by grace alone." He also taught the importance of obedience to God, but he followed the real knowledge of Jesus. You will want to live a pure and true life. Now, one of the students, William Farrell, who was also very deeply Catholic, came from the grave. One of the students taught the salvation of grace alone. And this gave him tremendous peace. This is from the end of the life. And William Farrell came to love the truth of the Word of God, and he said, "The cross of Christ alone was open to good times and credit the truth of God." So he gave his heart to the Bible. And he went out and he began to declare the truth publicly. And soon after, Julian and Clement, the bishop of Meaux, the church, joined him. By other people that pay them to the Lord and culture. The Word of God begins to spread. Margaret Dunbar, the teacher of King's Christ, also set the stage. For time, it seemed like the Apostles' Spirit was really moving quickly, and that they were distracted by friends. The book we need to read today, and it's about the wages of for the bishop of the Lord, Julian the Jesus, he raised the teachings of the Bible, and he desired that the people would have the Word of God. So, what happened was that Professor Nathaniel started the book on the Spanish and the Spanish and the Spanish. He didn't have any Bible. And this was translated 4 years before Jesus translated the Bible into German. So, he translated it into 1624, and he took it out of the Bible in 1634. The bishop shared no attempt to circulate the Spanish New Testament. And soon the Romans were in the Testament. The people were so enthusiastic, and they began to discover all the New Testament. However, the doctrines of the universe of Paris discovered it, and they considered the French translation of the Bible to be finished. And the court ordered the New Testament to be burned. Only the king and the bishop yielded to the burning to further attack. However, the pharaoh had to keep the Christian culture, and the ruler did not have a good idea. Now, a great change began to manifest itself in the community that people began to see the Bible. They actually changed people. The artisans, the laborers, the directors, everybody was coming to the Lord. And the leadership was very easy. The king asked the pope to have a holy hand over him. He finally gave it to the Lord, and the bishop was present with him. And he gave it and he accepted the Hebrew word. But many humble Christians gave their mind. During this time, there was a lawyer by the name of Louis de la Seine. He was a noble birth, which means a lawyer and a sort of servant. And he accepted the message of the Bible and the writings on faith, and he began sharing his faith. Unfortunately, he met a lot of resistance, and he was thinking that he was independent and vibrated in as well. He struggled a lot, and people advised him to leave France to save their lives, but he refused to do it. Finally, he confronted the teaching of the university with 12 propositions, and he appealed, and the king eventually got involved in it. The bishop said to everyone involved in the great controversy that you guys need to study God's word and work it out amongst yourselves. Eventually, this lawyer was sick because of his courage for God. Now, you guys find out this is only for the history of how God sent all of these individuals to bring the word of the gospel to the people, and it also rejected so much of time to begin. So, after this, the revival in Europe started. Jesus was born on the streets. The Pharaoh inspired the children to move to Germany. The Bible returned to his hometown in Jesus' hometown, and he came to the city. And then he made it to Jerusalem, where many Christians found refuge. Jesus put all for this. The prophets, the persecution, and the information of Satan of this house for war, and not in one. They are even much to give than others could have themselves imagined. God my Father, I am the Father, and all is hopeful by you, and I am the Father. Margaret and Navarro took up this Father. And if all these reforms were to inspire, she still had a very strong faith and supported the Reformation. And she resolved that the powerful message, the Word of God, needed to be preached and healed. And so while the king was away, she ordered that powerful ministers start preaching the church of the city, but the people didn't even have a prophet who didn't want to marry. So then, if you get to see the body of the people that come to the palace, you hear the gospel being preached in the palace. And so thousands flock to the palace. The nobles, the statesmen, the lawyers, the merchants, the artisans, and the students. They all came to the palace to hear the word of God. And every one of these two reformed churches were working on the prayer. Never before had a city seen a great meeting by the word of God. It became a king. For 2 years, the word of God was preached in prayer. And then it came. During this time, Calvin came to the earth to see it. He didn't think the Reformation started. But he saw a martyr being martyred, and he convinced him that they had something to see on, and so he gave his life to the Lord. And And the first thing that you want to do is to say that you care. And so you begin to care about people because you got into trouble. And then, of course, you do. Because you're trouble for your own life. Now, people out of the country are racing because the Protestant Supreme Church from the country. This is a very bold step that has posted all over France, speaking against the Catholic Church. This is from 1654. Somehow, one of these forces ended up on the door of St. John the First, and he got so angry at him. It was racist, and so he ended up throwing support to the people who were going to be a victim of it. And he started to throw the cross of recognition. He didn't know what to do. Now he took it to the throne of Rome. And so the gorgeous cross went up all the reasons. Everybody supported the cross of recognition. They found one cross, and they threatened him in the cross. So he led them from place to place throughout the city of Paris, where Protestants were. And they were able to arrest hundreds and thousands of Protestants, and they were forced to escape. So they began to do this for the next. He left their power in his country and tried to make atonement to the forces of his friends. And he declared the Protestant faith was founded, and he took more heresies, and many were burned in the city. Just a few years after that, one of the greatest and most evil events took place. Saint Bartholomew the Master. The greatest and first Protestant on the road, and killed thousands of Protestants in the first 3 days. 70,000 Huguenot Protestants lost their lives just in the space of 3 days. So, this was a great disaster for the Protestants. However, the knowledge needs to be written for the Lord's time. The Protestants were forced to leave. Everybody was forced to go next to them. Now, Satan was meant to be the next savior. That was the deep in the bottom of the ship. It was too much and scary. It was meant to be the next savior. And so, hopefully, the biggest thing, the demand for work, that the deep in the bottom of the ship would be the deep. The Pope prepared the way for what was happening. He was invited a social and religious environment in which revolution was happening. You see, the gospel was sent to France in order to solve their problems, in order to give them hope. And when they rejected the pastor, they were being ruined on themselves. Now, the people of the Catholic Church is one of the main reasons why they were going to the pastor. The church and nobility have been sitting in the back of the people for hundreds of years. They have been executing the people. They have been forcing their will. And the people were tired of being oppressed. They were tired of the constant impact. And they learned to speak the truth. They can call the people to the council. And as a result of this, starting in the year 1781, canceled the Church of the Holy Church. They also seized the Church's property, the Church owned, I think, 1/10 of the property. So they seized the property of the Church that was in 1790. And in 1790, they moved all the clergy to government, to the government, and about 80,000 priests were involved in this. Then in 1792, during a 78-hour period, hundreds of priests were killed by an angry mob. Now, all of this kind of led into the reign of terror. The reign of terror was characterized by the temporary through the dramatic rejection of the religious authority. They wanted to get rid of the church entirely. One of the first things they did was they abolished Sunday. They abolished the 7-day week. They put in charge of Sunday. They abolished any reference to church policy. And finally, in 1793, they outlawed all religions and changed Christianity. It was still legal to worship. Churches were closed down. This is a big part of the atheists, because in the place of this kind of life, they had the only thing to worship was Jesus. They wasn't God. Now, what happened was, people were forbidden in 1793 to forgive worship of God. They were forbidden to worship Jesus. This was their huge disability, probably. The goddess of reason was brought into the center of all the religions. And this was brought into most of the people, and this was brought into the center of all. then just like the rest, the Bible returns in the first heaven. During the dream of Herod, about 17,000 people were killed, including the king, who we do with the king. For 16.5 years, the Bible and Roman is the leader who works with the leader to the conquest of the new house work. 16.5 years later, the Jewish freedom is the work. It's about 3 years and 7 months and 10 days from the time that it was taken away to the point of his kill. This is what one writes. As soon as the religion became free and civil administration, and blessed herself and discovered itself with astonishing behavior from the disrespect of the religious following, some of the Jews at the core of the 15th century became accepted as a powerful revival of Christian faith. But what happened after the faith was restored in 1787? Well, the first Bible study was established in Newman. So there was a new version of Jesus in promoting the Bible all throughout Europe. The Bible was translated into many languages. So up until 1800, only 67 languages had the Bible. Only 40 had the whole Bible. Then from 1800 to 1830, only 3 times the scripture. From 1800 to 1900, 466 times the scripture. From 1800 to 1960, 520. From 1960 to 1975, 600 times. Now, I'm not talking about the true Bible, I'm not just talking about the Bible, the first time. By 1982, the entire Bible has been published in 2017. By 2020, 1,000,004 have been published. So there's been this amazing resurgence of the Bible after the French Revolution, even though there are many of the French Revolution that have not been destroyed. We have just a few of the first things. We are living in a war zone. A war zone is going to be destroyed. And this war zone is too hard to make. Satan is going to be out there through the religious problem. For the first 1,260 years, it was religious problem which is warring against God's word. It's a mixture of church and state. It's a mixture of paganism and Christianity. But Satan doesn't control the world to war with the secular movement, which is a part of the religious battle. It's two things Satan uses to try to destroy the Christian faith. Satan's war against humanity and against God's word. He's trying to discourage us. Every single day is working to destroy humanity. But if it's something that's wrong to do government, he wants to make powerful than him. He always wins out, and you need to trust him. Don't get discouraged. Look at all these men of God and women of God who are true to the Bible and are willing to give their lives to the truth. Don't be discouraged. Continue sharing God's word. We must remain faithful to God's word and support all those traditions. Some of these saints who are only able to share God's word and tell the world, like Calvin, the Lord, many people tell us they never want to share God's word. Please bless the Lord and make it clean. Another lesson we've read about is that rejecting God's word in the truth, and you can't get this. And finally, those who suffer from God's word do be rejected. But if you do, you don't speak the word so much that you get this. Well, I've been really amazed by this kind of so extremely frustrating because when it seems atheism and secularism seem to be down, we can know that God will stand up for you. That is not true. It is so impressive to see how the word is spoken by all these things that we see in the world. Lord, help us to explain it. Help us to explain it. And we see these words as perfect. We want to hear this thing from you. We want to all of this to explain it. And we understand that global this world is. And then you